The moderate member's monologue. Christ, thank fuck I'm an MP. I mean, no, really. Imagine being poor. Imagine being really poor. Imagine not having a job or something. Or being one of the YTS people. Christ almighty. Fuck me. Imagine being under 25. Fucking hell. Oh, Jesus. Imagine being really poor and a woman or something and your man's left you. Imagine living in a council house. Christ. I've nothing against council houses, mind you. A lot of my constituents live in them. Aye, I was brought up in my council house. They're all right, council houses. You ever seen a council house? Pity my dad dying. You lose touch with your roots. My memory's fucked as well. Sometimes I wish everybody was just called the same name. Like the men all called Harry and the women all called Rena. Hello, Harry. Hello, Rena. It's been a long time, Rena. How's the leg, Harry? He's still working in Barn Strouds. No, that I ever worked in Barn Strouds. No, that law degree was the best thing I'd done. That and joining the party. You'll get nowhere unless you're a lawyer, that's what they tell me. Or a lecturer. Christ, I hate socialists. I hate left-wing people. I really do. They really get in my tits. Fucking branches riddle them. Neil will sort them out, though. Already has. Aye, spread democracy. Fuck yous. Get the fucking block votes on them. Boom. Did you see the conference? Good in this year, wasn't it? Really fucked them this time. Give them a right good doing. The constituencies, I mean. That was a good idea, that, scattering the constituencies through the hall. Mine and all used to sit together. It looked bad, that. This big forest of horns down one side of the hall every time some left-wing rubbish was proposed. Took a couple of big block votes to wipe them out. Looked bad in the telly, aye. I'm all for this new image stuff. Aye, I hate socialists. We're supposed to be getting a few new ones this time and the new MPs. Aye, the doomsday scenario. Very revolutionary, eh? Christ, Donald sorted them out quick enough. He's really good at his job. He'd make a great minister. You know you're a cheaper than him. I thought we'd have had to do a few marches, though. Do the Blythewood Square to Glasgow Green and walk again. Couple of puddings up front trying to look determined. That STEC guy, what's his name? Christ, I can't remember his fucking name. He's good though, one of us. I will need to do something about the poll tax. Stoke folk breaking the law. I think this art caper's a good idea, getting all the writers in into it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them about. It's better that a night out. A lot of gags about the ugly face of Thatcherism and that keeps us united. I mean, that's what's needed now above everything else. Unity. I'm all for that. I mean, for Christ's sake, who wants satire that makes you feel uncomfortable? No me. Ach, I don't really care. I mean, left wing's are fucked. It doesn't really matter anyway. All going about with their glazed eyes. Fucking mass hypnagogic state. Where am I? This isn't happening. Great, eh? Aye. Get the writers going, I says to cut them. Come on, time you cunts put your shoulder to the wheel. Join the team. No much money in it, but we'll get you a few gigs, the clubs, demos, party rallies. I'll put you in touch with a few guys, get you a wee cabaret tour. How does that grab you? Maybe a wee tour before the local elections, a few late night spots, cheap bevy, that should wind you up. Curse you writers, you'll be on your hole after all the readings, lucky bastards. No, I'm a family man, but... Some poems from another sequence called From the Institution, which is basically about the jargon-laden managerialist culture which has taken over in Britain in the 1990s. Use of certain keywords and concepts, like the first one, skills. So the first... So the poem's called Skills. Inventing jobs, teaching the skills of applying for jobs. One of millions, training to acquire the skills to apply for jobs. Not out of a job, but training. To apply for a job and to be in a job efficiently. Cooperating with management, competing with colleagues, learning the ropes. Firmly. It would be wrong not to say this is what happened, but considering all other points of view as not totally invalid in themselves, it might be safer to say nothing about the whole incident and rest assured that whatever you or I may think of it, the matter is closed. Opting for early retirement. Time only, time management. Reified agency of cost, function, conscience. Numerical value constantly defining the scope of being in the structure. Taboo being, unpredictable being. Being as quantum, being as inefficient. Motor tasks, establishing targets, recognising actual deficiencies, establishing potential deficiencies. Guilty until innocent. The human as an agent of deficiency. The question always, and the answer always. Surely total innocence is impossible. The underfunder's utopia. The state hospital with one bed. Always full. Always efficient. This other one, which I called Scotland Today, was a wee sort of satire I wrote around at the time of the Falklands War. Paddle steamer Waverley, by the way, for those of you who don't know Scotland. There's a wee, it's an old paddle steamer, it's actually celebrating its 50th anniversary. It used to go up and down Loch Lomond, and now it goes round about, I think, the coast of Britain. So, you know, a lot of money been raised to keep it going. Anyway, this is a wee spoof about, because during the Falklands War, there was all this sort of jingoistic stuff about more or less sending everyone but bathtubs over to the Atlantic to save Thatcher's election chances, and the Falklands Islands, of course. Anyway, so this is a wee sort of announcement. The paddle steamer Waverley received a tumultuous reception at Glasgow's Broomalaw today, on its return from active service in the Falklands. The Waverley was requisitioned last year during a mystery tour off Dunoon and dispatched to the South Atlantic with a morale-boosting cargo of several tons of gaily coloured seaside rock. On deck, waving back to the cheering crowds, were the Scottish country dance bands who had worked a 24-hour rota shift throughout the entire campaign. Falklands veterans have testified to the heroism of the gallant paddle steamer, which, from the landing at San Carlos to the taking of Stanley, stood just half a mile offshore, pouring out a continuous medley of reels and strathspeys. The ship's captain will tomorrow be presented with the Freedom of Millport, and it is hoped that later this month he will lead the welcoming party on the return from the South Atlantic of the Govan Ferry.